Every day, my employees get scam emails. I wanted to protect my business and clients, so I checked out CISA's Secure Our World. They've got four simple ways we can protect our businesses from online threats. Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Back at it, Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head.
West Coast.
Another week. What's going crazy? Well, first of all, let me shout out to the Clarence, the homie CB, man. He's a big listener.
Motherfucking Clarence.
Motherfucking Clarence, man. Shout out to him, man.
Clarence Barnes.
He gave us some game, just the fact that he listens to the podcast. And one thing that I've been really like on lately is perspective. So shout out to Clarence. He kind of shared with us some things that's going on in his life, and he said the podcast really helps him out. Just going back and listening to some of the episodes, and he actually got a really good DJ Head impression.
Yeah, that was
he's got you down packed.
That was on point.
Yeah, pretty damn good.
That was on point.
So yeah, man, appreciate everybody that's listening. Whether you're on the iHeartRadio app, whether you're on Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, is it Apple?
Apple Podcast.
However you listening to the podcast, we appreciate your subscription. I said that one first.
Yeah.
It was the very first one I said.
Yeah.
And salute to the homie FIFA.
Hey, now we can talk about
Talk about the 2-on-3 come up show.
Oh gosh.
Salute to AT&T.
Are we keeping it real?
Salute to AT&T, salute to United Masters. You know what? Let's keep it as real as we can.
All right.
It was a lot going on.
There's a lot going on, man. So now that we're done with the 2-on-3 come up show, I do want to say this. Shout out to all the artists that seized the opportunity.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody that pay attention to what the fuck is going on.
For sure.
In the city.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the artists that submitted their music and took advantage of the situation.
That's one thing I realized with this opportunity, how many people, and we've said it before, we can say it again, how many people, if you use this opportunity as a lesson. Use this as a lesson to make sure you know about the next opportunities that are popping up. Mm-hmm. I got people hitting me today, literally this morning. Hey, man, how can I? Bruh, it's a contest. It's over. It's a wrap. It's something that we did for 4 weeks. We picked the best of the best.
And we promoted for six weeks.
We promoted for a very, 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 very long time, despite the fact that they didn't want us to promote on the Homegrown Radio platforms, which is a whole different story.
Facts.
It's neither here nor there. The contest is over. The bigger thing was that we were blessed with the opportunity to be able to play some local music, man. And hopefully moving forward, we're able to continue that in some way, shape, or form. But we were able to do it with the 2-on-3 come-up show. And however stuff went, we're glad that, you know, we were able to do that. So, again, take advantage of these opportunities to make sure you get your music played.
Bruh, listen to me.
Far and few between.
Hear me and hear me clearly. Uh-huh. Opportunities do not come that. They come very far and few in between. So, I salute to all the artists that were able to get their music in and submitted it properly.
Yeah.
Pay attention to detail. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to instructions.
Exactly.
Period.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
It.
So, man, what else is going on?
I do want to say this, though. Shout out to FIFA, because FIFA, I noticed that,
We got him good too.
Huh?
We got him good.
Oh yeah, we got him good. He is gonna be performing at our Real 92.3
Street Fest.
And I think that's just a dope opportunity. I think that's a dope look for, especially coming from submitting your music, going, not even knowing if you can get selected to get played on the air, and then going from that to being played on the air, and then taking the whole thing. Shout out to United Masters for hooking that up with the distribution deal and all that. But I say that to say, it's possible, dog.
Absolutely. And one thing that I do want to give credit to the artists that did submit the music, not only to those people, those that submitted and didn't get a chance to get selected, that didn't have their music played, but aren't on no hating shit.
Facts.
I really, really, really salute to you guys out there. There's a lot that I can name, but I'm going to just keep it generic because, you know, with opportunities like this, you see it. People get salty. They're upset. They feel like they should get selected or they should get picked. Rightfully so. You should feel like you're the best artist out there. You should feel like your music is the best. But at the same time, it is a competition. Not everybody can win. So I really am glad to see. You know, I feel like we've talked about a lot of the things that we didn't like about it. But the thing that I do like about it is that when FIFA won, I seen people tagging them like, yo, I thought this song was better. But salute to FIFA because that shit was dope, man. He
I saw people
it.
That submitted their music
Yeah.
congratulating him. People that were like literally contenders against him. Yeah. Like, congrats. I think that's amazing. I think that's dope. And you will be blessed. Also, I wanted to shout out our team.
Yeah.
Like, the backbone of HGR, like Sparkle, Lupe, Salas, because, man, we didn't even gonna get into it, but just shout out to Sparkle and Lupe for real, for real.
Yeah, it takes a strong team. And a strong team that has – the thing that I tell people, too, everybody has their own lives. Mm. There's things that's going on in Lupe's life. There's things that's going on in Sparkle's life. There's things that's going on in Salas's life. There's things that's going on in Sharday's life. There's things that's going on in Homegrown Alex. I mean, everybody that's connected with Homegrown Radio some way, shape, or form that puts their work in. And I'm always amazed that, you know, this is our dream. Right.
People fuck with us.
And they not only do they fuck with it, but they take time to put their life on the back burner to help facilitate what we got going on. And of course, it's a collective effort. We all are a part of this. But it always amazes me that, like, I'll send Sparkle a text message like at 2 or 3 in the morning. She up. I'm like, Sparkle, what the hell? You gotta either go to work the next day, or you helping your mom with something, mm-hmm. or God bless Lupe. Lupe is one of the hardest motherfucking workers that I've seen, and I know something's coming around the corner for Lupe.
I was just talking to Lupe about that last night, and I was just telling her, like, what's interesting to me is it's always the people who are deserving of opportunity. Mm-hmm. Get held out the longest.
Yes.
Because that's me, that's you, that's Lupe, that's mm-hmm. Sparkle, that's Salas, that's Sharday, that's Brittany Bell. That's everybody that fuck with us, Tosh.
Yep, Tosh, yep.
And I feel like I was just telling Lupe, like, I think that you're overqualified for what's available to you right now.
Right.
So you have to hold out and just wait for the right opportunity. And then once you get it, it's like, okay, dope. I don't know if we talk about it too. I do want to congratulate our you know, our GM Sparkle.
Yeah.
She's over at Complex now.
Man.
I don't know if she want that out there.
It's out there now.
But it's out there.
Hey, look, if it's on LinkedIn, it's out there.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Sparkle. Another button pusher, man, out here in these LA streets. You know, Crenshaw.
Get them.
District. but yeah, so shout out to, I know we're doing a lot of self-praise right now.
Nah, but I think it makes sense, because a lot of people don't see, well, they may or may not see it, the hard work that goes into it. So there's a post about that. People see the success, but they don't see the work that goes behind mm-hmm. it. They don't see what's behind the curtain, and, you know, people getting fired or getting let go or mm-hmm. getting an opportunity and, you know, your car breaks down mm-hmm. or getting an accident or, it's just a lot. It's a lot that people don't see. And I just salute, you know, I feel like our team is very, very strong in a sense of motherfuckers be getting hit with challenges like a mug. But, you know, when you're deserving of something great, you got to go through those, you know, obstacles, those roadblocks. It really made me think of, this is 10 years plus now, when I first got into radio, this is the first station when the beat crashed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this point, I'm like, all right, I'm in the same mode as a Lupe. I'm in the same mode as a lot of radio personalities that are out there that's, you know, that's trying to get into podcasting now and want to get on terrestrial radio, right? I was in my mindset of like, I'll go anywhere. I'll work anywhere. I'll travel anywhere. I put my air check into stations in Hawaii, to Denver, to Massachusetts, to Florida, of course, New York. I was just sending them out there, right? I was like, I'll go anywhere just to get an opportunity. And there was a station in Santa Clarita, I believe. Santa Maria, which is a little north of Oxnard, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
I drove all the way out there, right? And they put me on air in the app. I pulled up. They put me on air that afternoon.
Oh, right? Shit.
They were just like, we're just going to try you out. I did it. Felt like I did everything good. My air check sounded good. I was like, yeah, we'll give you a call. Fast forward, I never heard from them again. So I was bummed out about that. I'm like, dude, man, like, you know, there's no other opportunities out here for me. I've tried, you know, tried, and I was super, super bummed. But I say all that to say, had I got that job, Homegrown wouldn't have been built. because that was the same time that I was still kind of finagling stuff at Long Beach State. I was still, you know, kind of figuring out. I was like in the beginning of when I was doing Homegrown at Long Beach State. Like I wasn't a student anymore, but I was kind of like, I still had the key card. So yeah. I was going in there still doing the show. But I'm like, damn, how different would my life be right now had I got that job? Yeah. Where would I be? What I'd be doing? And I still kind of see some of the people that were on air at the time. And I'm like, and not to shit on them, because obviously they have their own things going on. But I'm just like, damn, I probably would have been in that same. I would have probably been in a different market right now, happy or unhappy. I wouldn't have been married. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have my son. Like, Homegrown wouldn't be what it is right now. So I say all that to say, like, You run into obstacles, you run into blocks, you run into all these things that may not seem like they're, you know, presenting the right thing for you, but it's for your life. It's for
part of the
you.
Process.
It's part of the process. So thug it out, man. Be patient.
Speaking of which, man, you don't know. Matter of fact, I want to talk about this, too. You know what's crazy is we never really look or talk about the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never look at them. Like, no. I don't, people be like, hey, you know how many downloads y'all getting? How many people listen? I don't know.
Don't focus on it.
I have no idea. I went and looked.
Word.
And people are listening to this shit.
Really?
And people are going back and listening. I counted, I think I saw a spike in the podcast listening, mm-hmm. going back about 8 to 9 weeks.
I'm going to tell you why I don't look at the numbers.
Mm.
Because I feel like the impact is what resonates the most.
I agree.
When somebody tells you, like, when Clarence, who by the way, he works internally here for iHeart, he does a lot of stuff with Big Boy's Neighborhood, he's a radio vet.
Vet.
Right? When he comes in here and tells us specific things about our podcast, it makes me think, like, oh, okay, that's big.
Yeah, that's...
When one of the homies, I'm not going to put him out there, he randomly hits us, texts me and Head yesterday.
Yeah.
And says, hey, man, shouts out to y'all. I'm like, what's up? Man, I just happened to be walking by. He's like, I just happened to be walking by somebody's desk. And let's just say that, you know, there a lot of people are looking at what you guys are doing.
That's crazy.
I was like, what do you mean? He's like, let's just say other companies and things. It's just a lot of stuff going on.
That's crazy.
So I say that to say the impact is way bigger than the numbers. Of course, the numbers lead to, you know, monetization and things like that. But you can't be so quick to chase the money, because that's going to only go so far. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if you chasing that check, chasing the money, that's one way of looking at it. But you're going to hit a dead end.
Don't chase
fast.
The money.
You're going to hit a dead end real fast. So that's why I don't really pay attention to the numbers like that.
Yeah, no, I remember at a point we were looking at it because we had to figure out our iHeart shit up here.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was curious. I was showing somebody how to, you know, spread their podcast and how to, like, load it on the different platforms or whatnot. So I was like, oh, let me look at my shit real quick. Mm-hmm. And it was impressive to me to see that people are not only listening to now, they're going back
yeah.
8 weeks.
Yeah.
And listening to shit, and I was like, damn, that's fucking crazy. Like, I don't know. It's dope, man. I appreciate everybody. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why y'all listen to us, but I'm grateful that you do. Okay?
Absolutely.
Period.
I don't even have the sheet in front of me. What are we talking about? Shout out to Robin. What are we talking about?
Let's talk first and foremost. I do want to shout out to the Marathon store.
Oh, shit.
Bro, because we haven't talked about that since that out came out. But, shout out to Black Sam, shout out to Lauren, shout out to, you know, Nip and Sam's dad, and what they did with the Marathon store is very impressive. I think it was XXL put out the statistic that the Marathon store had basically grossed $10 million
since his death.
Since Nip passed. Wow. Nip only been passed almost about 2 months.
It's not even been 2 months.
It's not even a full two months. So you're talking about like a month and a half. You're talking about
six weeks.
6 weeks.
Yeah. Wow.
6 weeks, bro. And I refuse to believe that that's not driven by a minority dollar.
Say it one more time.
I think that the majority of that, I mean, obviously it's coming from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But that to me is a direct reflection of not just the black dollar, mm-hmm. but minorities everywhere.
Oh, absolutely.
Eritreans,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Ethiopians,
Yeah, that's worldwide for sure.
Bro, and so that to me was, it wasn't the number. People was focused on the number. 10 million since Nip passed, been 5 weeks, blah, blah, blah. That's not what's crazy to me. What's crazy to me is I don't see the majority of, I wish I had the statistics to prove my, what I'm saying, mm-hmm. but I don't see the majority of that coming from white people, quote unquote.
So you're saying, you're saying that minorities alike are stepping up to,
yes.
okay, to fuel this.
I feel like that, I feel like 51% or greater of that 10 million, so I'm going to say, I'm going to go out on a limb and say at least $5.1 million of that came from minorities.
Oh, I don't deny that at all. I mean, I can just, I'm not going to say who specifically, but I know in hip hop, and one thing that I was like, damn, I wish hip hop would do is that, you know, one artist or label or whoever would just step up and just buy the store out. And I've been seeing people doing that. So I know that's a direct cause of that as well.
Companies.
Like, I want to say, and I don't know if Snoop is one of them, but there have, oh, it was, oh God, I hope I don't get this wrong. Oh man. Trader Truth.
I think Trader Truth
went in there and was like, yeah, we want all that.
Damn.
Just boom.
Rack it up.
Just came in, and I think Boosie came through.
I know, like, Matt Barnes pulled up.
Exactly.
I saw, I know a few people that
so went. So I think hip hop is definitely stepping up for sure. But you're right, worldwide, you know, minorities worldwide are, is that even a minority now? I mean, we're majority. What are you talking about?
I mean, well, I'm talking about the United States of America. We still the minorities out here, so.
Got you.
I ride for the minorities, you know.
The fact that they are, we all stepping up, man, that's amazing. So rest in peace, Nip. And for the folks that are, we are not done celebrating Nip. It's gonna continue to happen.
That's why I be posting that. Like, I'm not done.
Yeah.
Like, so it's gonna kiss my ass.
Exactly.
Let me see. I did want to talk about this too, because I remember the post.
Like Angelina E. Now he got his notes.
Look at my
DJ
notes.
Head got his notes over here.
Oh, so I had a chance to interview Bankroll Hayden.
Who's that?
He's a 17-year-old kid from I think he's from Stockton or Modesto.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly where he's from, but. He's 17. He's white. I mean, he's a Portuguese.
Okay.
He's a Portuguese kid. And I asked him about the use of the N-word. Because, did you see the clip?
No, I didn't.
So,
You gotta forgive me. My geography's off. Where's Portugal?
Where's Portugal? He's a Spaniard. It's like, I think it's in Spain. I don't want to fuck that up.
Yeah, okay. Don't laugh at me and don't get that shit right.
Yeah. Let me see.
I mean, I've obviously heard of it. I'm trying to make it. I'm trying to compare.
Yeah. Now you got me thinking.
Yeah. I'm trying to compare.
Where the fuck is Portugal?
Like,
hold on. Let me pull this shit up.
Know, like, if
it's in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
It's by Morocco. Yeah.
Wait. By Morocco. Morocco's in Africa, ain't it?
Oh, we sound stupid.
Yeah, we sound real dumb right now. It's in Europe.
Oh no, it's in Spain.
Okay,
it's
so you're right,
but it's in Europe.
Wait, what?
It's in Spain. It's Portugal is next door to Spain.
Okay.
Okay. Which is European.
All right.
Because when people think Spain, they think South America.
I don't think South America. But your majority of people, you're right.
Because they think Spanish. Like
right.
Anyway,
right.
I had this whole argument with Kev about this
which
shit.
Which is why I just had an epiphany.
What?
So that's why you have certain Latin countries upset because the Spaniards took over. I'm gonna sound real crazy right now.
What?
No, but I'm saying that the you hear the term that the Spaniards took over, and that's why they speak Spanish. And some people is with that shit, and some people ain't with it.
Who not with it?
Well, the fact that if somebody conquer your motherfucking country and make you speak,
they took over what?
Let's say Mexico, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or let's just say any other country that speaks Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
The Spaniards took over.
So they came from Europe and took over Mexico.
You know what? Let's skip all this shit, because I don't know.
I don't know what the fuck you talking
know.
About.
And I went to college.
Hey.
Clearly this wasn't mine. That's why I do radio.
Oh,
God damn it.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
All right. Okay.
I have no idea what's going on right now.
Okay, no, this is going to connect. Hold on.
Go ahead. Connect these dots, because I'm curious.
Hold on.
You better connect these dots.
Hold on.
Well, it's dots all over the place right now.
It's a lot of dots. Hold on one second. All right.
He said, yeah, because, you know, the Spaniards conquered the Mexicans. You know what I'm saying?
All right, wait.
This ain't got nothing to do with hip hop.
Hold on.
What are you talking about?
I'm off. Never mind. I was gonna say some whole different shit.
Yeah. Oh my
I'm
god!
I'm so glad I didn't introduce what I was gonna say.
I'm for sure posting this.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. This the clip. I'm the clip. I made the clip.
What are you talking about?
All right, so look, speaking of another clip, let me segue out of this. I finally saw the clip of Haiti Baby on Desus and Meryl.
Haiti Baby.
I said Haiti Baby.
Oh, I thought you said Hayden.
No, Haiti Baby. I saw the clip on Desus and Meryl. I meant to send you that shit. The way Meryl reacted to your shit, did you see it?
I haven't seen it yet.
I'm going to just give it away. You're going to see it. He could not breathe. For and her? He was like, oh, you can look at your mans. Look at your mans. And it was a freeze frame in your face. And he's like, he's us. That's exactly, yes. He fell on the floor and everything off that clip. So just saying that to say that clip is still going viral. Shout out to Desus and Meryl for fucking with that clip, man, and showing some love. Because that was an amazing, amazing piece of clip. Now, he put it out there. He hit you up?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
All right. These are married. Okay. Mm-hmm. So,
No idea. What you talking about?
All right. Next.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Next. All right, man. All right.
So, no, I do. They've been killing me on the memes, though. I ain't gonna front.
What's been the best one that you've seen so far?
The one I posted? The dude was like, so what are we?
Oh, and then the girl
was like, so what are we? And the nigga, it got my meme.
The nigga, that's you.
No. I know, but I'm saying. I'm not used to it.
Yeah.
But it was another meme I saw. I think it was a meme that I saw yesterday with my face on it.
I forgot
what it was, but that shit was funny. They've been killing me in the memes.
Getting you, dog. But I mean, it's definitely a good
thing. They've been killing me.
they've been going
this
back.
This week, too.
It hasn't died down?
It's died down, but it's still like some good memes out there that, you know, I'm a fan of right now. But what I was gonna say about Bankroll Hayden is
that's what
we were talking about before you went into your geography.
All right, so anyway,
lesson.
Keep going. Yeah, yeah. Bankroll Hayden.
So you a
go
stupid
go.
Ass.
Stupid ass. Get this nigga off the radio.
So yeah, no, he's 17 year old kid. He was Portuguese and he used the N-word in his music.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him about it, like, yo, you know, what's your stance on the N-word? Like, he was like, you know what? I knew this was kind of going to come up. He's like, honestly, I stopped using it. Like, wow. Once I learned, like, okay, but honestly, that's how I grew up. You know what I mean? I grew up with.
Which is a lot of people's cases.
Exactly. Which, that's why I don't necessarily.
Press the issue on.
I'm not pressing people about using the N-word. Like, and I said this before. I'm kind of in a gray area about it, which is different for me. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I'm black or white. Yeah,
exactly.
But I'm in a gray area about it because I grew up with Mexicans. Mm-hmm. I grew up with, you know, white people and Mexicans. Mm-hmm. My whole life I've been with Mexicans. And my Mexican homies use the N-word.
Right.
And it's natural. It's nothing to me. Like, I don't think about it twice. They be like, my nigga.
Yeah.
And it doesn't resonate with me like they're trying to be offensive or funny or out of pocket or salacious or anything like that. It more or less to me is like an environmental thing. It's a communal thing. Even like what we explained about the East Side, like there's, you know, a gang and then they got the Mexican faction of that gang.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, long story short, Bankroll Hayden was like, I honestly stopped using it. I don't even like performing the song anymore that I
had it in.
That I was using it in because I get it now. Like, mm-hmm. I'm totally like, I'm off that. I'm no longer using it in my songs. And I was just like, bro, this dude is 17.
Getting it already.
And he already is being thoughtful and mindful of, okay, this could work out to my disadvantage. Let me just not fuck with it.
Yeah, you gotta respect somebody that takes a stance on it. That's my thing. Whatever your stance is, if you can defend it,
yeah.
I think I'm more, again, I'm in that gray area as well. There's times where I always go off of where the intent is.
Exactly.
And I feel like I feel like I can hear it when I hear it in somebody's lyrics. I'm like, oh, that comes natural.
Yeah.
Or it doesn't come natural. Yeah. Or even if somebody grows up in the environment and you can tell they're using it just because they grew up in the environment and wearing it as a badge,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's like an odor. You can sniff that shit out.
Yeah, yep.
I had somebody I worked with, white boy, that did that same thing because he worked in the environment of of blacks, Mexicans, my Polynesian homies. Like, we all go back, snap back and forth. And he was introduced to that environment. We all grew up together in the same job. And one day he felt froggy and used it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was rapping. And I'm like, bro, you're not a minority. Don't say it. And my reasoning for it wasn't correct. But I knew behind it. I knew that it didn't feel right. Like I told him he couldn't use it because he was white. But at the same time, you can't use it. Mind you, I was 17 at the time. So I'm like, bro, you can't say that because you're not a minority. But my whole point is that the way he was using, I'm like, it doesn't sound authentic to you, right? But I do salute anybody that takes that stance on it and says, you know what, I use it or I don't use it because of X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that's going to be continued to be played out, and it's a conversation that definitely needs to be had. My whole thing is just make sure that there is, when the conversation is being brought up, like you're able to hear somebody's point, right? If somebody says, yo, I grew up in the area and this is what it is, then you either take what they're saying and run with it or agree to disagree and say, hey, well, look, I feel another way. And just, hey, be respectful. And for people on the other end, if somebody's saying that they don't like it, you have to be respectful of, hey, somebody doesn't like the fact that you're saying that and may have to pull back on it. You know what I mean? But it is a touchy subject because some artists continue to use it. Yeah. And it's, you know, it gets tricky, you know?
And I also wanted to shout out to Ernie Nakahama, my white mom, as she would say, because I remember I posted this thing about
what's her name? Ernie what?
Ernie.
Ernie what?
Her last name is Nakahama. She married a Japanese man.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, long story short, I think I told this story before on the podcast, but like she took me in. You know, something my mom would give her food stamps and whatnot to help with groceries and shit like that. But I pretty much lived with them in high school.
Wow.
Because my mom didn't want me to go into Banning, which was my home school.
Oh, yeah.
I would have had to go be bused to Banning. And, you know, it was bad.
It was crazy. Yeah.
I couldn't go to Carson High.
Yeah.
So, long story short, they let me live with them. And I went to Gar and Cerritos. And, so long story short, she's a white lady. Her husband's Japanese. They let me live with them. And it made it so ironic that in the same week I was showing her love, I got another complaint filed against me for being racist. And I'm like, bro.
Wait, on the radio? Or just on, like, social media?
No, on the radio.
Wow.
So there was
have a specific, like, incident? Or
they said that I'm always, like, I forgot what they said. But they basically, the gist of it was, I'm always, like, talking shit about white people. And it was interesting to me because I was talking to Boulay Kev about it. He was like, bro, if you would have said something that was offensive to white people, I'm white.
I would have waved the flag.
It's like if Kev say something offensive to black people, I'd be like, Kev, I'm black. You can't do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, bro, what are you talking about? Anyway, long story short, I just thought that was very entertaining. And I'm gonna tell you the truth. This is what I probably shouldn't be talking about this shit, but I'm going to say it and we can wrap up.
I like the way you do it at the end, too.
Yeah.
Tuck this motherfucker in.
Tuck this all the way back in the back. But, I was in the principal's office again.
You got in trouble recently. For what?
I was in it for
what this time?
For the white people shit.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
On the radio or whatever. So, for some racism or whatever. And it's like, bro, I'm not racist, okay? I've said it before. Say it again. I hate everybody equally. Mm-hmm. But then, in addition to that, I was like,
and then when people say you gotta understand, you gotta peel back a layer of that. You don't hate anybody.
Exactly.
That's that one. So, but again, people that are probably listening for the first time, I knew he hates gays and Mexicans and blacks and whites, all this. Like, no.
Everybody get the same amount of hate from me, which is none.
And hate is, okay, if you wanna say hate, jokes.
Facts.
You all get the jokes.
Bro.
Hate is jokes.
That's exactly where I was going with this.
Everybody get the jokes.
Nobody, and I'm going to say this again because they don't hear me.
Got you.
Nobody is immune to the jokes.
Nobody is.
I don't give a fuck who you are, what social group you represent, what minority group you represent.
You get these jokes.
You getting these jokes. Yeah. If you white, Asian, Indian, black.
It's going to be all
curly head, nappy head, straight head, blue eye, brown eye, black eye. Everybody getting these jokes. Unless you acquired the black eye through violence, then I don't fuck with that. But
hey man, you might get a joke or two there.
You might get a joke or two that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Depending on what happened.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Your girl whooped your ass. Joke.
Hey, you
getting one? I'm gonna give you one, and I'm gonna take you to the urgent care. You know what I'm saying? Gay, straight, transgender, whatever. Everybody gets the jokes.
I'm gonna tell you why. Because
fuck,
I would assume that you want to be treated equally, right?
Man.
We all getting the jokes. We all get into jokes.
Then you cannot.
And the thing is, it's not like you're doing it from a standpoint of you can't systematically oppress somebody with your jokes.
Mm.
That's it.
I agree with that.
And if that was the case, then that's when you teeter the line of, okay, what are you doing? If you're stopping somebody's opportunity of getting somewhere or moving out, you know, getting through life, then it's a conversation to be had. But take these jokes.
Everybody's getting these jokes, bro. Nobody is not getting these jokes.
Is there a joke that's off limits to you? Like, you know what? To me personally?
Yeah, not for public consumption.
Not for public.
Just me?
Just you.
There's no jokes off limits.
There's no jokes off limits.
None.
At all.
None.
At all.
At all.
Like for you, like, yeah, I'm not going to touch that. Was the last time you said, yeah, I'm not going to touch that?
And joking?
Joking. Just, man, I ain't going to do that.
I mean, like mass shootings and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I wouldn't joke about that.
Gotcha.
Even me personally. No, I wouldn't joke about that. Even me personally.
But you're saying you'll have one,
but I'm not gonna let it fly.
Got you. Okay.
Because the thing is, here's the thing. This is the truth of the matter when it comes to jokes. Jokes are a coping mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when you come from an oppressed social group, whether it be gay, straight, I mean, gay, lesbian, black people, minorities, slaves, whatever. When you come from an oppressed group of any kind. Humor is used as a coping mechanism, as a way to cope with whatever the trauma is that's happening to you. So we'll make jokes about black people getting hurt or beat or whatever the case may be to cope with the reality of the situation.
It's actually happening, yeah.
So that's what happens. That's what we do.
Hence why comedians feel like right now it's too sensitive. Like, you know, comedy is getting too sensitive nowadays because they're talking about certain things that either they go through or that they witness that, you know, they find humor in, and you got groups that are trying to stop that as well. So, I mean, it's a lot of back and forth. Just real quick about the groups. Shout out to my trainer who totally fucked up the LGBT community. And did I say it right? Did I say it wrong?
LGBTQ.
I said I'm going to fuck it up. I was about to make fun of him because he fucked it up. He called that shit HBCU.
No, he did.
He don't have everything. In the middle of the train, he said, yeah, man, gotta watch out because the HBCU gonna get. Hey, what? What are you talking about?
What?
Lance, I'm talking to you, dog. Yeah,
the historic black college.
Yes, I'm like, bro, that's not it. That's not it. So yeah, and that is kind of funny. Let me see. We'll run down. We're not gonna talk about Kodak Black facing 10 years. He should sat his ass down. We're not gonna talk about Lil Wayne.
I don't want to talk about NBA YoungBoy either.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What do you think about the Lakers in the fourth pick? Do you care?
I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. So, I don't know. It's going to be a lot of shit happening after this season. I will say that. That Golden State, TDE, Voltron, Avengers crew they got going on up there in Oakland might be disassembled. So, we'll see what happens.
Wait, what?
Exactly.
Wait.
I said that Golden State Warriors.
Oh, okay, my bad. I just heard TDE, and I'm like, what? Wait.
Nah, I just, because it's the event. Hey, TDE is like the Avengers of hip-hop.
No, but that's how clips get started. I'm like, nigga, TDE breaking up? What? I just fucked that all up.
Yeah, you fucked
up. Empire, yeah, we're not talking about that either. Empire, last season.
Yeah, we good.
Okay. All right, look, appreciate y'all tapping in, as always, at Homegrown Radio, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We got to have some type of giveaway soon, man. I've been thinking about
that. What'd you want to give away?
I can't think about
it. Let's do some homegrown teas.
Let's wait. let's not say we did.
Hey, the look on your face, shut the fuck up.
It's tricky right now. we'll figure something out next week. We'll have some giveaways next week. So anything else you want to say?
Comment and subscribe on SoundCloud and whatever. Make sure you subscribe to us wherever you podcast.
And let us know where you listen from, because I'm always interested in where people actually check it out from.
Bro, keep sharing, keep posting. I'm going to keep reposting.
Exactly.
As much as I can. I appreciate all the love. Appreciate y'all giving us the ears.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I definitely appreciate my mom. Happy past Mother's Day this past weekend.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
Chuck Dizzle's ugly mug is hanging up in my mom's house. Right?
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, I'm on. I'm in there. Shout out to all the tourists too, man. It's Homegrown Radio. Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head. We out.